great potential are heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, this man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why my powers are at work. Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, it is not lawful for you to have him. Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration of Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests, and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist. The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given. They had John beheaded in prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried it. They went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. John the Baptist often criticized Herod's immoral life, which is part of the reason John was imprisoned at the time of his death. And in his criticism, John was staying true to his principles of morals and his belief in Jesus Christ. Herod, too, was staying true to his principles. He was hosting a decadent party, and amid the excesses and sensuality of the guests, he rashly made oaths, which he then unjustly. John, upon realizing that his life was in danger, could have remained silent. And he would have foregone any sort of beheading. He would have been able to spare his life. But John was not that kind of man. He was true to his principles, even to the end. Remaining silent, he could have lived maybe a few more years, but his disciple would not have been the first to follow our Lord. His life would have been devoid of all meaning. In our own lives, we have to examine our principles, our motives, our intentions. Are they good? Are they pure? Are they holy? Are they honest? Most importantly, are they based entirely on the good news of Jesus Christ? This, at times, can seem like a daunting task. To have to examine our intentions, our motives, do that introspection stuff that we're so reticent to do. It can seem daunting. Perhaps it is. But there's a reason Christ has given us the church, and that he gives us the Spirit to prepare it. It's through the church, under the inspiration and guidance of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that we're able to understand more fully what it means to be a follower of Christ, to be a disciple. The church gives us the tools we need to be able to examine what our intentions are, and constantly calls us to be good and holy, to be followers of Christ. Through his church, we learn how to sanctify